We gotta say, right before we even begin, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
What could we spoil?
Everything.
Spoil. I'm gonna change that. Education alert. We're gonna educate you on the true meaning of Star Wars.
I don't know, but spoil makes you think of something stinky.
Well, it's going to be stinky for me.
Well, Warren didn't do his homework.
We made a pact, though.
We did.
Among the marvelous ones, we made a pact.
The marvelous ones here at NTN, YouTube, and all those other good places, we're going to put this show, and we're going to be out there, and we're going to be larger than life, have decided that if you miss a movie, that it's not the fault of the other guys on the show. Too bad you have to sit there and take the spoiler.
Movies only.
Like movies only.
And I'm the first victim because my life interfered with my ability to go see Star Wars.
That's why we told you get rid of the wife. Life.
With an L.
With an L.
I like the Al Bundy quote. The funny how life and wife rhyme, but they mean the opposite.
Al Bundy was a genius.
And I'm sure the next one up will be Alfredo. Why did I call you Alfredo?
Damn. He called you Alfredo.
Racist. Why did I call that?
I don't even look
you
Spanish.
Italian.
Fernando.
Italian. Oh. Wait, Alfredo?
Alfredo, right?
I bet that's Fernando is the next one. He's going to miss the... I was going to say Pink Panther. The Black Panther.
I don't see him. I would never miss the Pink Panther. Just throwing that out. I don't see him missing Black Panther because he's already seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I might be in it.
That's what I mean, right?
He's going to get sick and not be able to go, and we'll have to ruin it for him.
Never mind. I just know the Black Panther is supposed to take place in Africa, and why are there Asians there?
Wakanda. I'm going to give it away. It's not stuck there.
I don't want to know.
Avengers are in New York, but they went other places to fight.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole
Europe.
Come on, yeah.
They went everywhere.
Well, they were looking for good kielbasa.
Whatever the reason.
All right. But anyways, Star Wars The Last Jedi was out this week.
Oh, yeah, that movie.
And I didn't see it.
And
you guys suck.
Fernando went to
Hollywood Chinese Theater.
Chinese Theater. And I went to Manassas Mexican Theater.
Same thing.
The Mexican Theater in Manassas, which I'm going to rename the Regal. Tell us about your experience. Was it everything that we all dreamed it was?
And it's not Grumman's Theater anymore. What is it?
Oh, it's changed names at least twice since it started out as Grumman's, then it was Man's Theater. Now it's TCL. It's been TCL for the last couple years or so.
TCL.
Right.
I thought it was We Too Low.
Oh,
I don't get it.
I'll have to show you a video.
But yeah, it's Chinese Theater. It's where a lot of the premieres are, Hollywood. And the weird thing is, right across the street is the El Capitan. Uh-huh. It's famous theater also, but it's owned by Disney, and Disney has subsequently bought Lucas and all that. So they had more fanfare over there in terms of just banners and so on and so forth. But the whole place was littered with.
Was it did you go with anybody special?
Go anywhere, sorry?
I mean, were there famous people there?
Was anybody
there? No. That's kind of the irony about Hollywood. It's the facade. It's the gift wrapper. Hollywood, so no actual productions get done there, but you get, but a lot of premieres are there. A lot of premieres are there.
Well, I mean, were there anybody cool at the premiere, right? Because you saw it on Tuesday, right? Or Wednesday?
I saw it Thursday.
I don't think it was released here till Friday. Thursday night midnight?
Yeah.
Okay.
We watched it in the afternoon. It was all day Thursday, but before that, they were premiering, I think, Pitches 3. So they had more Pitches 3 stuff going on at the time.
I don't know what Pitches is.
Pitches. It's the one with the gals who do.
Oh, the fat chick that sings.
She's Australian, right?
Yeah,
there's so many different adjectives you could describe her with. But.
Perfect pitch.
Did you just call
perfect pitch?
Perfect pitch. Perfect pitch. He said the pitches. I'm like, well, that's how they. Baseball movie? What?
Well, they work off how it sounds like.
Or did she get hit with the ugly bat?
Moving on. Let
me get killed by the Force.
Killed by the Force. Was there any more to that question you wanted as far as
Hollywood. No famous people when you
saw
it.
There were no famous people there other
than No. I mean, they have those premieres well ahead of time.
Okay. You weren't invited to that.
We're working on it.
And why were you in L.A.?
I had a film festival that I put on the few days before. And
you put it? That was your film festival?
That was mine.
Cool.
And then, I saw the stuff for it, and I thought you were attending.
No.
I just thought you went for the barbecue.
There were marshmallows on the big campfire out there.
No, Hollywood's not known for its barbecue, actually. It's more for its snow.
Did
And lots of weed in Hollywood. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it can't be any more than what I drove through.
No. I knew I was in Hollywood, or at least Hollywood Boulevard, when the lovely smell would caress my nostrils. It's just, you knew right away you're in Hollywood.
Or Manassas.
Like I said,
driving
Manassas,
here,
Hollywood.
I had my window down, and I was like, I'm probably too high to drive after going through that cloud.
Well, speaking of cloud, the whole place was on fire, too. I saw it all.
I had a friend who was out in L.A. for the auto show 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And he sent back pictures of it, like, all being on fire. He's like, it looks like the apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to be bad, but it kind of looks... I mean, I know people are, like, being hurt and losing their value.
Yeah,
but,
no, I know.
But, it, like, just the awesomeness of it is pretty wild.
Could you see it from the plane?
No, not the way I came in. And I did visit friends going up north, though, and I definitely saw big plumes of smoke. I mean, mountain-sized plumes of smoke. There was no actual, like, red tint of fire, but there was smoke everywhere. It was pretty massive.
Yeah.
So you didn't see the Khaleesi walking out of the fire?
I see Khaleesi every night.
Yeah, at least twice.
What was that one meme? It's like, oh, great, I wonder what she looks like now. Oh, there she is.
And she's not going to do that anymore.
She said that before, but then she has, so... Yeah, that's fine.
God bless her for being wrong.
Bless. Well, no, is that whole scene, and since we're still talking about Jedi, yeah, that one scene. is that what we were talking about at first?
No,
that whole thing where she like came in her own, burned down the tent, and all that with all the other horsemen people. It's like, I know you won't bend the knee to me, so burn. And yeah, she got all naked for that after she said she wouldn't. And that was a good. I mean, that was like a female empowerment scene. It wasn't exploitative
at
all. It was like
true. Huh? I didn't think about that.
Yeah. What were you thinking about, Phil? Boobs.
I was thinking yeah. When she slept with her nephew.
Is she showing boobs in that again?
Well, she showed her booty.
Yeah.
He's thinking about boobs.
Is it bad that I Kit Harington? Yeah. He's got a fine little backside. I don't know.
I wasn't even looking at his.
I don't know. I glanced. Maybe I shouldn't have.
With the pause button? Anyways, let's get back to Star Wars.
Yes.
Well, we hadn't even started with it.
We haven't started. The show's like a third over.
A wee tangent we did.
A wee tangent. That's okay. It saves Warren. Every time we go off,
less,
we save
one less second.
But I might make it to the end without learning anything.
It's like building.
Much like every other show.
That's true. It's like building the
tension. You wanted this to be
stress.
An educational show.
the stress. Well, I want to be educational.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man.
I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people were not that happy with it.
Dumb people. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Not dumb. I
so
say that.
What I saw from the reviewers... Right, and I'm not going to get into the details right now because before I talk details, I want people to think where my head was at. What I saw from the viewers is like they were like, "Oh, it doesn't leave you with the cliffhanger. What's going to happen next?"
What?
And I feel like they set up a bunch of stuff.
No, there's, I mean, off the record, what's going to happen to Leia? You know, even if you didn't watch the movie,
but she has to die somehow, and she'll be part of the Skrull. Right,
but yeah, that's what that, but that's the thing. That's a cliffhanger ish. You don't know how she's not going to be in the next one.
Yeah, well, they're going to be like Leia walked in front of a bus, or something. I don't know how
that. That's only a
walked
movie.
Under a tanton.
Tanton.
I don't.
Is that once? No, that's
that's the big dinosaur like guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like
tauntaun.
Tauntaun. Okay.
Man, you just lost some serious Star Wars cred right there.
I've never had the Star Wars cred, so
okay.
You're negative.
So, that wasn't the cliffhanger. I thought.
It wasn't a cliffhanger. I'm just saying there's some out there.
So what I saw from the reviewers is a lot of reviewers were like, it doesn't match the title. Some of them were talking about it not matching the title. About
enough.
The Last Jedi.
It is The Last Jedi. Right?
But it isn't.
It is.
That's what we learned is it's not.
I want to go back and forth. It is.
No. Yes. It's great.
All right. Explain, sir.
Explain.
Explain to me.
So I follow the teachings of Yoda.
Little one. I know him.
I'll be like Kenyus. Whatever. However he talks. Yoda talked about the Force being all around and Luke's like, we need to just kill the Last Jedi. Right?
Maybe you know, I think it's just I think it's just like the organization. Did you want to kill the union? Break up the group.
Yeah, but I don't think that wasn't what we learned at the end. At the end, we learned that there will always be another Jedi. That's what Luke was saying.
Was he?
Yes, Luke
wasn't. I didn't get that.
When he said, "I'm not the last one," the camera automatically went to Rey.
Yeah, because
and we all
she's going to carry it
Rey's going to be the next one, but then there was the kid with the ring.
But she's the last Jedi. But that's just the rebel. That's just the rebellion. That's not
no,
the Jedi
he
order.
He moved the broom with his hand.
Yeah, so?
That's the Force.
Yeah, but he's not a Jedi.
He's a Jedi.
No, you got to be trained. You just can't have the Force.
No, Rey was never trained. Hey, she got the Force.
Leia has the Force. She's never a Jedi.
She talks to Luke through her head.
Yeah, but she's not a Jedi. She never got the card.
So you think the Jedi is just like a union thing?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
you get
like
card
like
carry.
They're like
yes,
local
exactly.
513
the
Jedi. Way.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to go
Tatooine,
through Padawan
number
school.
496.
Well, see, that's
eight.
And like Luke was talking about like when I watched everything that was training Warren. We might want to do earmuffs. When I watched all the movie things, everything leads you to believe that Luke was training Ben. Ben went bad.
Yeah, and like a bunch of other a dozen and, more.
Right, like you know, kind of like Anakin. A,
whatever them. Yeah, okay,
Anakin and what's his name? Qui-Gon. And Kenobi.
Qui-Gon, or depending on how far you want to go back. Qui-Gon and then Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? So, okay. So Luke was talking about training Ben Solo.
Yeah.
And others.
Yeah.
Right? Because Ben took more, which means the Force is in more people than just the Skywalker family.
Oh, of course
people.
It is. Oh, yeah, you look at the prequels. There's Force
right.
Everybody.
There's Force
they
everywhere.
They have the Metacleon. Metacleons.
Metachlorians.
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 Hey, I can talk Star Trek more.
And they all
Wars,
go
but...
through Terra Genesis. Well, how we wrap this show
when
around.
We get the next Terra Star Trek, we'll go there. Which have you seen the latest on that? I'm sorry to go on a total tangent.
I'm totally behind on Star Trek.
J.J. Abrams and Quentin Tarantino.
That could be interesting or
Quentin
terrible.
Tarantino
one or the other.
Going to do Star Trek?
Yep.
It could
that's
be either
going to be great
beautiful
or horrible
or terrible.
That's
there's
like
not going to be any.
Peppermint.
It's going to be they're going to redo. They're going to bring Khan back, and I've said this before.
Oh no!
It's
going to
be
go
like
Khan.
he's still alive, right? From the last Star Trek.
Yes, but so that's been done.
But they'll bring him back and go like, say what again? Say what again?
There'll be a lot of MFs in the new
exactly. So Kirk's going to go, you know, he's going to be not potty mouth.
I did not know that. That's going to be like the peppermint Twinkies of the movie.
Peppermint Twinkies.
Right?
Wow.
It's either going to be great or horrible.
Well, he's not going to go in and, yeah, like I just said, an example. But he'll go in and make the commentary, the actual words on paper a lot more deep or intricate, if not have more character. That's what he does. That's what he does when they come in, when they bring him in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I feel like the whole point of this movie, The Last Jedi, was for you to realize that there is no such thing. That the Force is always around. There'll always be more Jedis.
I don't know about Jedi. I mean, even Yoda said it's like the Force. Or no, actually, Luke said
Luke,
it.
When he
looks
was
like
teaching
it's here.
Her about the Force.
Force is there. It's over
here.
It's there.
There.
But it's not the Jedi. But his whole thing is like the Jedi screwed up because they got arrogant and started using it like it was their own. Like
right.
They went kind of Sithy. And he said, that's why there shouldn't be any more Jedi because we can't handle it. I mean, that was the argument he had with Rey where, look, this is the Jedi are the ones who became arrogant and created Darth Vader.
Right.
And then she countered by like, well, a Jedi's the one who brought him back. He's like, oh.
You should have punched her in the face.
Oh, you suck.
Right. He should have punched her in the face for that.
Well, but I'm going to say, I don't know. I heard this. I'm totally adopting this from an opinion I heard elsewhere. I think one of the main themes of the show or that episode was that it's about letting go of the past.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, Kylo was yelling that, and it was a matter of the fear in Rey letting go of like her parents, which was revealed, got to let go of those weaknesses. And in the case of Luke, and I'm sort of making this up as I go along here, but letting go of like the Jedi dogma, you know, just letting go of the principles that made up the Jedi that eventually made them collapse or what created bad things like Vader.
So we're going to have all these untrained people use the Force, is what you think.
Well,
running amok through the galaxy.
Well, here's the thing.
Like the Inhumans.
Luke barely had any training. Apparently, it's like a 2 or 10 day course to become
three
a Jedi.
Is what I saw.
Yeah, 2.5, really. But like, how long was Luke on Dagobah? Like a week, you know?
Months.
I
think it was supposed to be months, right?
No. It was short. He landed there and then, oh, dang, Cloud City. And Billy came along and said, come on.
You know, when they were... this is a spoiler. When they were in the prison, but it's not a spoiler because it just ruined it. Because
the prison.
When
they had the male and female, and it's the same. That's something I caught. I don't know if you did.
Yeah, no, I did, and she was Asian, so I figured you would catch that.
Great.
I caught it from the beginning.
Dude, there were like 5 Asians in the beginning to 10 minutes. It was
I knew you were fist pumping somewhere.
We live now in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I'm glad for you guys. I really am. But when they were in that prison. And you heard that guy go, oh, I might be able to help you out with that. At first, I didn't recognize the voice, and I'm going, oh, my God, they brought back Billy Dee Williams. I thought Lando was going to be in there to help him break out. And I was like, oh, my God. And I'm like,
oh, really? I never got that. I knew it was Del Targ. It looked like a major role. And
yeah, my head wasn't there. My head was having Star Wars 70s flashbacks.
Warren, calm down. You got to stop jumping in here, Warren. We want to talk to you.
Hey, I'm just absorbing all the spoilers.
Yes.
Billy Dee Williams is not in the movie.
Yes, that's the worst part about the movie.
well, that's great if that's the worst part.
Can
I put in my take here, though? Like the overall?
The Furby chickens?
Oh, the porgs.
I would have liked to see
they look
Chewbacca
yummy.
Eat a Furby chicken because it looked delicious.
It did, even with the web feet.
Yeah, it did. It looked like a giant chicken duck. It was like turducken.
It was small though. They're
but
tiny.
they looked like Furby chickens, right?
It was like a
Furby.
Mammal. It was a mammal on a pheasant's body, basically.
Yeah,
Furby chicken. Just the eyes.
I want to make a meal and call it Furby chicken and make it out of those things. They look delicious.
I think everyone is entirely entertained right now. Just
no, I know. I don't know why those were like Ewoks. Why were they there?
Well. Because I think it's the kid factor.
You got to have toys to sell.
Well, not even that. I mean, it's the Jar Jar factor, but it was minimized to maybe even dial it back a little further. But that takes care of that part of Star Wars. It is a part of Star Wars.
When I was
lore.
A kid, the hairy, furry animal thing we loved was Chewbacca.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But he was ferocious. He tore off arms and...
He knocked down a door today, too. Yeah, he does.
Did you see the deleted scene from Force Awakens?
No.
He rips off an arm, man. It's cool. I wish they kept it.
Yeah, they should have, because I like that. I like Chewbacca ruining things. He's big, he's hairy. you know, I didn't like the furry chickens.
They're okay.
One thing that I don't understand is in the 70s, Han was dreamy, and he was in all the movies. I mean, he was Indiana Jones. He was Han Solo.
Blade Runner at that time.
Blade Runner. He was in American Graffiti.
He was the
man. He was a sex symbol. And Princess Leia, she was pretty hot back in the day.
Hell City, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How'd they end up with the kid that looks like an older version of Real Genius?
Wait a minute. Which character are you talking about now?
Kylo Ren is butt ugly.
The emo guy.
Yeah. Butt ugly, doofy looking face.
Oh, but
when he took off his shirt, I was like, bring, bring.
He's like Vader.
It's the Furby chicken. They want their body back.
He's Vader. And they got the Poe and Finn to try to fill in those holes.
I just don't understand how Leia and Han had such an ugly kid. It makes me think Leia cheated.
They didn't actually have children. Oh, Leia and Han, I'm sorry. I heard that, but
Leia and Han, none that lived. I mean, the kid's ugly. U-G-L-Y.
Well, but raised their daughter, right? Spoiler alert. Oh, wait, no. That was to mess with Warren.
That wasn't very nice.
You know, I was kind of feeling that, too.
What? The potential daughter?
She's the potential kid.
Well, the whole movie
separated at birth.
Like almost a character in the movie was misdirection. You know, when she comes up to with it's supposed to be this epic moment, the sabers being handed off to the great Jedi, the legend, and he's like doo doo doo, and then throws that
little
move.
Why did they feel to try and go funny?
Did say what?
They made a lot of attempts at comedy.
Well, it's kind of again a misdirection. They'll build it up and then just sort of let you down in the attempt of entertainment. Whether you were or not, that's
subjective. Yeah, they did build up that there was going to be entertainment, and I got let down on the comedy stuff. That's
funny,
Warren.
Well, even the line Luke had where, like, everything about that, what you just said is wrong, or whatever the exact quote was. I mean, that was kind of, I went ha-ha inside, deep inside, but I did go ha-ha.
What did you feel about the message, the first scene with Poe Dameron? Damien?
I just call him Poe because there's too many syllables after.
Yeah, there's
Poe is easy. One syllable.
There's E's and O's
it's Star
and A's.
It's Star Wars. Star Wars.
So Poe, where he was like stalling for time.
With the very first scene,
I
thought the battle scene was freaking awesome. One of the best. The star, it opens up with a space battle scene.
Yeah, I still have a hard time with every space movie and sci-fi that we hear explosions and ships get hit and they sink like a boat.
What they're in
just
space.
There's no sound in space.
Well, yeah, but they're pissed off people in theaters if you don't add a little magic.
I think it would be much more like when that big explosion happened, it was really quiet.
Oh yeah, that was like, but see how that had more impact?
that's a good point.
See, yeah.
Damn movie makers.
Filmmaker and, right here.
But the good point is that when the ships blow up, they should go every direction.
Yeah.
Just not down.
Like Silver Surfer style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer goes down?
Well, we're just all in the gutter.
What?
Today.
What? That was an innocent statement. Where your mind takes it.
I'm sorry. The explosion scene I was thinking of wasn't even Silver Surfer.
Why were you thinking of Silver Surfer then? That's a shiny, shiny guy.
Because he's naked.
Because he's naked. Knowing
Rad. He ain't called Rad for no reason.
I'm actually thinking about Silver Surfer because I don't know where. We could save that for another. We should have talked about that. I don't know where Fantastic Four is going to end.
Oh,
up
it's going to be. That's a whole other episode.
That's a whole show.
That is a whole show.
That whole sale will be next week's show.
Yeah, we could have done that this time instead of spoiling it for Warren.
We probably could have, but I literally am 20 minutes in and just got the idea.
Yeah. But the good thing about it, and you guys don't have to try hard. Please don't. You haven't spoiled anything for me.
No, we really haven't. We've danced around. When you go back and listen to the show after you've seen the movie, you'll see.
I think subconsciously we're dancing, but we can't keep it up the whole.
No, we can't. But I think the big things that, to me, like, I don't need to talk about, oh, this individual battle. You know, I mean, well, there were battles between the main characters.
Can I lay it out just in Fernando's, through my eyeballs here? Basically, I had, like, here's the deal. If you go in like you'd never seen Star Wars ever, and just with an open mind, you didn't know what to expect, damn good movie.
Yeah, you're entertained.
But if you're going in with the dogma, well, the Jedi would never do this, or Luke's character that's outside of what, then you're going to run in trouble. Yeah, you're going to piss and moan, because then basically anything after A New Hope, the very first one, you're never going to love. Maybe Empire, but beyond that, oh, you're going to second guess every subplot, every character. Vader wouldn't have done that. Oh, Han Solo wouldn't have.
Isn't that what we do?
So
we do second guess everything. Right?
People are listening.
Have you seen Star
All
Wars 1? The Force Awakens?
Star Wars 1, that would be, hello, that's the prequel episode 1, right?
Yes.
That's not The Force Awakens.
No, Force Awakens.
That's like 7.
Okay. Damn it.
We do have a level of nerddom we must maintain.
We do. We are.
When it comes to Star Wars, I'm not that big.
My Star Wars nerddom's pretty good.
Yeah, I got to say I mean, like comic books, we already said we're not going to be 1976 panel 4, page 6.
Right.
We're not there. We'll never be.
But Star Wars, I kind of get geeky.
That's gospel. And sorry, last thing is like...
I'm like that with Star Trek, so we're...
That one, Star Trek's got a lot of trivia. That's like baseball or something. There's like trivia forever.
Yeah, Star Trek's
trivia. But yeah, with Star Wars, I think it was that one movie where the kid died or whatever. They wanted to see the prequel. Well, anyway, point is, when people talk about Star Wars, it's like they're talking about history. It's not like a movie, a book.
Yeah.
It's like personal. It's like, you know, the Bible, basically.
Yeah, it's definitely, I feel attached to the customer. I feel like I just had puberty right there on the air.
Welcome, my friend.
I feel attached to the, I feel Peter attached Brady to the here. Characters. I do.
That's the hard hook. I mean, Star Wars, it's so hard because it's such a beloved story that, like, when they're trying to, they're basically phasing off the main characters now. You've got to make brand new characters that people are going to love. Rey, Finn, all these guys. Like, yeah. I'm not a big fan of Poe per se. I love BB-8, you know, but
I don't like Poe. That's hard. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not the biggest fan of Finn.
I'm okay, but nothing super special.
I kind of would feel better if he got killed off.
Yeah, probably can't.
I don't think they will.
No, well, they will eventually, because we had this conversation at dinner tonight, Phil. Since Disney now owns it, this is going to run forever.
Oh, well, I mean, have you heard the next, what's up next, right, with the next trilogy? What's going to happen?
No.
At least
no.
The report was Brian, or is it Ryan? Ryan, who wrote and directed this one.
Uh-huh.
He won't write and direct, it's JJ on the next one. But the next trilogy is all Ryan.
It's all him?
And also the word that's out is that it's going to be Skywalker-less. First time ever, moving forward.
So, like I said, Disney will run this
so
forever.
Kylo Ren.
It'll make money.
Dies sooner or later.
Yes, long time ago.
Is it going to be R2-D2?
In a galaxy far, far away.
I kind of feel like R2-D2 is the main bad guy in the universe.
Yeah, easily. Easy
well,
conclusion.
I mean,
he's horrible.
He's a horrible robot.
But he did some good things. He delivered that message. Hey,
no,
but he also held it for how many decades?
What?
Right, or
decades?
Whatever.
He's walking through the desert. He's got no legs.
Darth Vader was Luke's father. Never told him.
They
knew Luke and Leia were brother and sister.
Wipe.
Never told him.
They did the wipe. Memory wipes. That's why I don't know. They touched on that on number whatever prequel.
Whatever. I don't know about
from
that.
From the
I don't
LA
know
law
if
guy.
When I can delete stuff on my laptop and still pull it back, I'm sure R2-D2 can too.
The technology is a long time ago. They didn't have
it. No, my technology's newer than theirs.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yours is new. Theirs is old.
Oh, okay. I get it. I had that all backwards.
Yes, you did. I was going to let it go.
R2-D2 is a Sith.
Lord. Doc, you will not talk about Kenny Baker that way.
His memory, you know, I'm at RTD2.
You like at a real one, or like a Comic-Con, because those aren't real.
At a weird DeLorean show.
Would you like a mechanic sci-fi?
Phil goes up to him and says, "Get in my belly."
No, I don't think
that's a stretch reference.
Well, it is.
Austin Powers, really? Austin Powers.
Look at him.
He's calling you a fat bastard. No, basically, well, I mean, that's, indirectly.
Who doesn't know that?
I wouldn't call it indirectly. Better than Jabba the Hutt. Very direct.
At least I don't have a tail.
that we know of.
That's true. But yeah, I was definitely entertained.
Easily entertained. How can you not be entertained?
Entertained. I could have done with a little less of the...
Don't say porgs again.
No.
They're tasty treats.
The comedy.
They're like peeps.
Attempts at comedy. Right? If you could have...
That's a good one. For someone who hasn't seen it, it's pretty good.
For someone who hasn't seen it, that's pretty good.
Just like anime eyes.
I could have done a little less without all the comedy stuff.
There wasn't that much. Yeah, it makes the... If you don't have a little something, it turns into Justice League or something. Or Superman, Batman, where it's just everything dark.
Yeah, you know? Well, I just don't think have somebody that's good at delivering the lines without Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford was good at the
That's a hard argument
lines.
Not to fight. That's yeah, I mean, you know, Luke did okay.
Luke didn't do bad, but it's still
But yeah,
was
there's
like,
no Han Solo. Again, if you get stuck with the whole, if you're like, it has to have this, then it didn't have it, then you fell short. Well, it's not a Star Wars
movie. It's
not
that I feel like it has to have Han Solo. Right, I thought after the last movie where Han Solo got killed, I'd be crushed and write it off because I liked Han Solo better than Luke.
Han Solo got killed?
Unless, yes.
Damn it! Warren,
spoiler,
you and me,
spoiler.
We're on the same team.
No, that was the other movie. That wasn't this movie.
Oh, that was him? All right. Okay. I make funny. That's what I was.
Oh, okay.
That was.
I was like, wait a second.
You gotta see Phil's face for those on the radio.
I was like, damn it. But I feel.
Fernando, you're dumb.
I'm dumb. But it's not that they need Han Solo, but they needed somebody.
You
that
want a
could,
scoundrel with humor?
Well, I want somebody that can pull the line off. Right? It wasn't. I'm not saying that there isn't a Poe couldn't pull it off being funny.
No, I mean
his attempt wasn't that good.
Yeah,
but Luke's attempts were like okay, but it seemed forced.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
It was like watching The Ranch and watching Deborah Winger trying to do comedy.
There's a pull no one is ever gonna get.
Right, because that's how bad that is.
The pull or the
both. Yeah, both. I feel like they need to find that character to bring that comic relief. It's not somebody they have.
Yeah, I'm going to stand my ground. If you went with an open mind, if you're looking for a comic relief or someone to fulfill that role that Han had, or you're going to be there's going to be a slight bit of disappointment. But if you just go in open, just look to get entertained. And
I'm not saying don't go see it. I think it's a good movie.
Even though I haven't seen it, yeah. I got to disagree with what you just said. You do not go to a Star Wars movie just to be entertained. You're going there because of the canon that led you up to this point.
You can't both worlds live in the same.
If you're 8 years old and your dad or your mom bought all the movies for you to watch before you went to this one, yes. Otherwise, no. If you're our age or if you're over the age of 14 or 15, no. You're just not going to be entertained. You're going to expand the story.
Well, can we look at it like different boxes? The box that wanted to be entertained was full, and then maybe these other boxes may or may not have been.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know what boxes are full.
To look on the bright side.
And I got out of this show with no major spoilers. Yes, thank you.
Ray dies. Ray dies. They all die.
We're done.
They all die.
We're done.
Captain Kirk comes in at the end.
La, 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 la.
We'll be back
Never
next week.
Never saw that coming.